Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
We're back. A rare Monday in the studio, the WIP afternoon show.
Don't sound so happy.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz? No, be a chickies on Wednesday.
I know.
Birds at the bye. Ike, how are you feeling, brother?
I love it. Brother Spike, listen, anything you can do to switch it up in the bedroom or at work, listen, spice it up. Do what you got to do.
And this is that?
Yep.
Well, I'm just saying, we're spicing on a Monday. We're spicing it up. We're here on a Monday.
Lights on, lights off.
Yeah, we'll be there on a Wednesday, man. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Jackie, baseball? Listen, I know you can't wait to get to Saturday's action, man. That was pretty damn good. Be nice to know when we're going to get a chance to experience something like that around here. Holla at your boy.
5 years from now.
Oh, that's
five
it?
Years?
Keep the window open.
Oh, 5-year plan.
Yeah, don't push all your chips in for next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm figuring it all out. Don't you worry.
We have a big show for you, as we always do. No Eagles game to talk about, but still plenty to talk about. We'll get a little info on one of the newest Eagles, Jalen Phillips, at 3 o'clock with our buddy John Jastrzemski from The Ringer, who's a big Dolphins fan, even though he's from New York. But so Eagles make a couple of trades since we've been gone. They acquired Jair Alexander. They acquired Jalen Phillips. And then yesterday, the NFL, you get the Lions losing. You get the Packers losing. So after all this, Ike, without the Eagles playing, where are you on the birds after the trades, after the weekend, all that sort of stuff?
Listen, I'm ecstatic. I'm excited for multiple reasons. Let's start with the fact that the Eagles have not wavered on trying to win a championship this year, trying to go back-to-back, right? And what I mean by not wavering is that they have added players. They didn't stand pat. They didn't trade away guys. They've added players. They've given up some future draft capital that's sort of at the back of their drafts that isn't going to hamstring the team from adding talent moving forward. But make no mistake about it, the 2025 Eagles are out to repeat as champions. And to give themselves the best chance of doing that, their GM, their Hall of Fame, future Hall of Fame GM, he never rests. He's never resting, man. You know, sometimes these guys get up at the podium and you think they're just giving you lip service. And, you know, I'm going to always do what I need to do to improve the team. I'm never going to stop trying to win. Well, with Howie Roseman, you actually believe that. And as an Eagles fan, that has to feel comforting. That has to feel great that you know you got someone in personnel that's always looking to upgrade the roster. He sees deficiencies in certain areas where they can improve by adding players. They've gone out and done it. This may have been the most active I've seen Howie. When you think about prior to training camp, and where they are there now. What has he made? 9 trades?
There's been a lot.
He's made something like 8 or 9 trades since training camp started.
Mechie, Bigsby, the 3 this weekend, that's 6.
Sam Howell,
that's 7. Yeah, it's a lot of trades.
You know, he's made moves, man, that I think has, on paper at least, improved the roster. He's addressed areas of need. Cornerback. Depth on the defensive line. Bringing BG back. Like, those are things that I believe are going to help this team. And you know what? He's actually added the type of pieces that could sort of fit in. Not these big personalities, big salaries that come in, and you kind of feel like, oh, is this guy coming in to be the savior? How's he going to fit in? Do you have to change what you're doing to fit this guy in? Vic Fangio knows Jalen Phillips from his time down there in Miami. Joe Douglas knows Michael Carter II. Right? Jair Alexander, I mean, we're going to find out what he has left. I wanted him back in June, right? Before he went to Baltimore. Whatever, it didn't work out down there in Baltimore.
No, it sure didn't.
Didn't work out there. I'll see what it feels like here. I'm looking at this right now, Spike. I wake up today after watching football yesterday, and I feel stronger about the Eagles. I liked where they were already with those other top teams. I'm willing to go as far as to say they are the best team in the NFC, and they're not even playing their best football. But when you look at the rest of the teams in this conference, you're going to tell me in a head-to-head matchup, you trust a quarterback, head coach, coordinator combination more so than you trust this one? That the Eagles have, maybe the Rams. I still believe that's who the Eagles are playing in the NFC Championship game.
You've been steadfast on that. Yep.
I still believe that. But those other teams, we got the DNA here, and we just need to go. We need to put the nonsense to the side. Go win football games. We got to stay healthy. Knock on wood. Stay healthy. But Spike, this is the best team in the NFL. Well, NFC.
NFC.
NFC. I'll leave it at the NFC.
Well, that's all they got
to
be, right?
Yeah, that's all they had to be.
215-592-9494. After the trades, after this weekend, do you think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC? I have to be honest. I think they're... I guess I just don't feel any different than I felt last week. I think they're right there with those teams. But I guess I just can't forget. We've had 2 good weeks, 1 really good week, 2 good weeks overall. I can't forget the first 6 games of the year. Mm-hmm. And when I'm thinking about the other teams in the NFC. So did the Lions lose to the Vikings yesterday? Yes.
At home, by the way.
Have the Packers been inconsistent? Yes, for sure. The Rams, as you mentioned, are probably looking the best out of all those teams. The Bucks, everyone puts the Bucks there. I actually don't think the Bucks are there. I think they're one of a few teams up there that could win the NFC. And when I look at the moves they made, I actually think back to this offseason and think to myself, wouldn't it have been, we all saw that cornerback 2 was going to be an issue. We all saw that edge was going to be an issue. Isn't this something that would have been better off doing in the offseason where you get a guy that is there for training camp as opposed to doing it in the middle of the season? And you look historically, at least with the Eagles, there's not a ton of examples with the Eagles making a midseason trade and it ends up making a big difference for them in the rest of the season. Like, I hope Jalen Phillips is all right. He's missed, you know, a lot of time with a couple of really bad injuries. Last couple of years, he's been good this year. You know, Jair Alexander's been a healthy scratch for the Ravens a couple times this year, and their defense has been bad. I just wish, I guess, looking back on it, mm-hmm. that they had addressed these things in the offseason as opposed to doing it now, when it seems like there's less of a chance that it's going to succeed. And it just you know, this, I guess this is why you have the draft picks to go and do it, mm-hmm. but doing this on the run in the middle of the season. So I think they're right there with the Rams. I think, you know, they've beaten the Rams, obviously. They're right there with the Lions, they're right there with the Packers, but I don't see them as a leg above those teams right now. I see them there with those teams.
Yeah.
I
hear you there. And the early portion of the season, I'm not saying that it didn't matter or any of that. I will say I love the fact that they hadn't peaked at that point early in the season.
Yep.
They've seemingly sort of worked some of these kinks out, and our best football should be ahead of us moving forward. Like, that's what I like, the gradual growth of the roster. And these guys they brought in, I'll see where Michael Carter II is going to fit in. I don't know. Now it's really starting to seem like more of a depth move.
Then moving Cooper, all those
right,
other things
that
we're
other
talking
stuff.
About.
And yep. I don't think he's going to start on the outside, because then you don't go get Jaire Alexander.
Yep, yep.
So, you know, Alexander along with Ja'Corian Bennett and Keely Ringo, those guys are outside corners. I would imagine one of those guys are probably going to be the outside corner. Coop stays where he's at. Jalen Phillips comes in, a young player, more of a speed guy. But has good enough size to play against the run.
Well, and 26 years old and playing for a contract. You know, he's on an expiring contract. We've seen guys in their contract years being successful here.
And here's the number one thing we got going for us. This is the thing the Patriots used to have going for them.
Oh, boy.
And the Chiefs, by the way. The Chiefs had it.
All right. Yeah, what do we have?
When they had guys. It's a winning culture that other teams, other players around the league sit back and admire and want to be a part of. Jalen Phillips going from that train wreck in Miami to coming here has a new lease on life. He's going to say, hold on, I get to play in meaningful football games. I'll be in the postseason. So if I go ball out.
My head coach doesn't wear capris.
Yeah, if I go ball out, I'm going to get paid.
Yep.
Because you're playing in the big games now. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I take a guy like Jalen Phillips, and not to mention, you think he doesn't want to stay here? 26 years old, join this young defense? He's going to be motivated, is all I'm really saying.
Yeah, for
highly
sure.
Highly motivated. Michael Carter II, coming from the Jets, coming here. Going
horrible situation. Even the Ravens at this point.
Yes, Jaire Alexander playing down there, miserable down there in Baltimore. Coming here. They're going to be, let me tell you, Fritzy. See, this is what winning organizations do. It's what we do.
Is that a shot at the baseball
team? No, it's not a shot at the baseball team.
You said, Fritzy, this is what we do.
It seems like it's a shot.
Hold the freaking phone.
It's what we do.
We got Harrison Bader.
I know.
Had he not gotten hurt, we're celebrating on Saturday night.
I haven't finished. The other point that I was going to make, bring along with that, is they have the big game DNA. This team shows up in big games. Team shows up in big games, Mike.
There's a second shot. Yeah. There's a little two-piece. A little two-piece. It's messed up.
215-592-9494. After the trades, after this weekend, do you think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC? We do have a next question today because we have a prize, a great prize. So the Hess 2025 toy truck. You know the Hess toy truck's a big deal. It's actually not a truck. They're stock car racers. So the Hess 2025 toy truck is stock car racers. The 2025 stock car racers loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor, courtesy of Hess and available exclusively at HessToyTruck.com.
These things are getting, holy cow.
87. There are 67 lights. Okay. So here is next question today. On this day in 1992, Whitney Houston released I Will Always Love You, which is a cover of a Dolly Parton song. So for today, give us your favorite cover song all time. Jack, you want to hit us first?
Yeah, let's get a Mount Rushmore answer out of the way early.
Okay, all right.
Fast Car by Luke Combs.
Oh. Huh?
The cover of the Tracy Chapman legendary song.
Oh, it's not bad.
I got a fast car.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm old enough to be stuck on the... You don't know the original?
Huh?
You don't know Tracy Chapman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny. So this is like last summer, I think. I think last summer or the one before that, that Luke Combs put it out.
Yep.
The amount of people that had never heard the original and thought he originally wrote it was actually startling and terrifying.
It's the only song I know of. It's the only reason I know Tracy Chapman.
Yeah, it's only two. It's that and Give Me One Reason. And they did the song together at the Grammys, I think. It was
they
good.
Did, yeah.
Ike, you want to give us a favorite cover song?
I don't really have one.
Really?
See, is cover song like karaoke?
No.
Well,
a cover song is a recorded version of a song that somebody else did. So the karaoke is...
Like Dolly Parton wrote the original I Will Always Love You.
Well, and then recorded it,
it's
too.
It's not like a cover band singing a song.
No. Totally
different.
See,
that's what I was thinking of. No, like a cover band.
Like a wedding band or something?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
No,
yes.
No, no, no. No. Well, I'll give you mine.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you have to come back to me.
Yeah, we'll come back to you. Mine is Limp Bizkit's cover of Faith. George Michael's Faith.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know if Jack, you must know.
Why would Limp Bizkit do that?
Oh, dude, it was their biggest like first hit or whatever was Cover of Faith. It was huge.
Mm.
Nah, they did a good. And you know I'm a George Michael's man.
And I loved him on the George Michael Sports Machine.
Different George Michael. Different George Michael, as I've told you before. All right, that is next question. You call in with your sports point. We'll ask you next question, and the best one will get the 2025.
Why was I thinking about a cover band song, man?
I don't know.
Well, a cover band does play other songs.
That's what I thought you all were talking about.
Nah. A cover song officially is like, we're talking about the recorded versions of
it. Yes, of
so,
a song.
Yeah, so Whitney
Makes
Houston.
Makes sense now, yes.
Yeah. Because I will always love you as
a
cover.
I'm glad it clicked at 212.
I was in there thinking all type of wedding songs.
Yeah, like, you seem so confident in the meeting, too. And I thought to myself, wow, I just got cover songs off the dome like that. I guess not. I guess I judged you wrong. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
That's classic.
Yes, what's up, Corey?
Hey, man. Howie Roseman. Let's go ahead and get our Hall of Fame jacket on.
Get it ready.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Let's get it ready. Don't be doing that. Don't be doing all that.
Well, let's see.
Let's
wait and see. Let's wait and see.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
Howie Roseman does his job, right? It's his job to go out and get the talent, right?
Yeah.
And it's not his fault if they don't perform on the field and the coaches don't put them in a
box. That's not how it works. Come on.
Hold on.
That ain't his fault.
No, hold on. Hold on. If Jair Alexander stinks like he did in Baltimore, like he might have done, which is the reason he's not on the Packers anymore, then that is not on Vic Fangio. That's on Howie for going into the season without an appropriate solution at cornerback two. If Jalen Phillips comes in here and gets hurt, he had an Achilles 2 years ago, an ACL last year, and then that is on Howie for going into the year with your two edges as Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith. I agree on a certain level, it's his job to put the talent together. And then it's the players and the coach's job to make it work. But when you're trying to put Band-Aids on issues that you may have caused, then it's on you too.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How he's fought somebody get hurt. That ain't his fault.
Well, if he trades for a guy who's been hurt the last 2 years, then it might be on him because he's trading.
We're trading for that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me clear out. So this Jair Alexander signing, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Why does your phone
Why
do
is
this?
It? Corey.
Yeah, let's address the elephant in the room first.
Every time you call, your buttons are going off, and you're the only phone that doesn't mute when you put your head to the phone.
Are you Morse code? Yeah. Sending signals out there?
It's probably the area I'm at. When I'm at work, I work in, like, a rural area. I think that could be the reason why
It
don't do it when I be at home.
Okay. All right, go ahead. I don't think it's the rural area, but all right, go ahead.
I'm being real. All right. This Jair Alexander kind of reminds me of when we got Bradberry in 2022. Bradberry was looked at as trash, right? When we got him from the Giants, they cut him. He was a terrible player. I think one of the worst corners in the league. He came here, all pro. Remember that APJB? That's where it started. I feel like this is going to happen with Jair. And the first game back, you're going against Green Bay.
Well, he will be pumped up next week. He will be pumped up.
I get the grill out. You know what it is, Green Bay Filet. I need you to get it cooking on Sunday. You know, we got to throw it on the grill, Green Bay Filet. Jalen Phillips, it's only 26 years old. It ain't like, you know, Jalen Phillips is a player. It ain't like the number 58 dude that we got from Cleveland, Jannaar Avery. That dude wasn't a player. It ain't the 33-year-old that we got with Robert Quinn. You know what I'm saying? This dude, 26-year-old, he got a little injury history, all that, but so is Nolan Smith. We high on him, right? I like the moves. I like what we about to do. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't worried about no other team in the NFC. The Rams, you know, they're a good team, but you know what has happened whenever we go up against them. You know what, Jalen, when he see the Rams, when
Saquon see the Rams. Yep.
Yeah, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? They had us down, 22-6? 24-6, and they still couldn't get it done. So that ain't happening no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I ain't worried about none of them. Green Bay Filet on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? The Buccaneers.
Monday.
Yep. You know what I'm saying? So my only enemy right now
is your phone.
It's Buffalo.
Okay.
It's Buffalo.
Yep.
Ooh, that's going to be a big matchup late in the year.
That'll be a big one. Yep.
And the division going to be over tonight. Cars up. So the division going to be over tonight.
Our first repeat champion in
a long time.
20 years.
I heard Joe talking about that on the way in. Yeah. Listen, I'm normally one that isn't for counting your chickens before the eggs hatch.
Yeah,
but this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one may be, you may be safe to go ahead and pull out the hat and T-shirts.
Yeah, they might be in the worst division of football right now.
Start making up the hat and T-shirts, yeah.
Now, that's Baker.
What, Baker's division?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, they are.
Well, listen, Carolina's looking all right.
Frisky.
I mean, Carolina had
five wins.
Well, they would be in second place in this division.
Yes, yeah. Well, and Atlanta's got what, four wins?
Yeah, four.
Three. They
four.
Almost won yesterday. Yeah.
Four and five.
Corey,
three and six.
Corey, give us your favorite cover song for next question.
So I'm like, I really didn't know, so I'm going to just say, like, Didn't Lauryn Hill, like, remake
Thank God.
Hold on.
Thank God.
No.
The first caller said he's just like me, so y'all can't mock me today.
But he got one. Lauryn Hill can't take my eyes off you. That's the one you're going with, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you remade that.
Okay.
Yep, that's a good one.
Is this a delegation thing?
Well, somebody did tell me on Twitter that we call it sampling.
No, sampling's different.
Sampling's
than
different.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Sampling's different than a cover song. Do we have to have a meeting of both delegations so we can explain what a cover song is?
No, we got it. You got it.
All right.
But I feel some of us are kind of like me, though. Hold on.
So are we buying...
go ahead.
Corey's phone.
Yeah.
His cheek is hitting the buttons, and he blamed being in a rural area.
Yeah, but it doesn't even sound like when your cheeks hit the buttons.
That's
on,
what
on,
it is.
On an iPhone, though.
A lot of cheeks hit.
No, I know. No, clapping.
Does.
No, but... but like when...
It's early, man.
I know it's early. No, but like you know the sound when your cheek hits the part of the phone. Yeah. That sounds almost like Morse code. Like it's a different tone on the old iPhone.
I'm telling you, I hear 5 and 6 and 8 when that's what I'm hearing.
Buttons.
Yeah, I think there's a setting on his phone, and I don't think his friends tell him that when he calls them, it's doing it too. I think there's a setting on his phone to lock your screen as soon as you're. What's supposed to happen is you're supposed to lock your screen. Your screen's supposed to lock when you have it.
No.
It's every call.
It's every call now. Yeah. I told him to go back and listen to it.
Yeah.
So he understands what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And how to rectify the situation. Because it makes me not want to put him on.
Yes. Yeah. Well, because it happens 10 times a call. All right. 215-592-9494 after this weekend. And we're still a day away from the trade deadline. How he could still do more. But after
Myles Garrett?
After making the trades, he's.
I don't know. What to say?
And there is one trade. Looks like it's not going to happen. We will hear about that one coming up next. We still have the offseason to do shows. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Picture what when you were stopped. Started out my life a crime with you. Bought you some sales when you turned 22. It's true, nothing compares to the satisfaction that I feel when we out mashing. Me and my girlfriend. All I need in this life is sick. It's me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the blurry end. Just me and my girlfriend. All I need in this life is sick. It's me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the bloody end. Just me and my girlfriend.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 5:30 Creed, 2:30 Tupac. Every day. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Yeah, I approve of that one. That's a great
one. You know who his girlfriend
was? No. By the way, I'm now Googling underrated Tupac songs.
Right.
Now, I have heard that one before, but right. No, I did not know his girlfriend was.
So you don't know what he's rapping about?
No idea. Okay. Again, all right. Can't relate.
I'll let you figure it out.
Well, hold on. All right, hold on. Why? What's the bit?
Well...
All right, I'll look it up.
Because it's not a girl.
Okay. All right. Well. All right.
I love this.
Thank you.
This is like the education of Tupac.
Yeah.
Every day at 2:30.
I love it.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Stop. There's a Mark's. All right. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles going to win the Super Bowl? That is the question.
Yes.
From Jack. What do you think the percentage is at?
I'm going 85%. Yes.
75%.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's not as high as it should be.
Man,
it was about a gun.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. You Googled it?
He had an Ike moment there.
Someone texted me. Yoshi texted me.
Well, it was a little bit like, you've never seen Full Metal Jacket.
Nah.
Little bit like the,
Pal?
No. When they're doing their march or whatever, this is my gun. There are many like it, but yes. This one is mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually good. Yeah. Exactly what it's like.
So the trade deadline's tomorrow. We've heard plenty of A.J. Brown rumors. A lot of the A.J. Brown rumors that are like, this is going to happen have been, well, it's probably not going to happen. But Jay Glazer yesterday pretty much put the final word on it.
All right, you mentioned the Eagles. Yeah. What about A.J. Brown? Is he going somewhere?
No, a couple teams have asked about him. That is a hard no for A.J. Brown. The receivers that are out there, like Jacoby Myers, the Steelers called about earlier, the Raiders, Rashid Shaheed, Calvin Ridley, those are names.
All right, well, there you go. He says no. It was always unlikely. I guess it was sort of possible if somebody went above and beyond, but it doesn't seem. And is Jalen Waddle going to get traded? I've seen some conversation about that, too.
Yeah, you know, I guess he could.
But the A.J. Brown.
Clearing house in Miami, huh?
Yeah. Well, they fired the general manager last week, too. So.
Well, it's so weird. They fired the GM, but McDaniel might be safe. Like with those whole
just for the year. There's no way he's there back after this year.
It would be stunning.
Yeah, there's no way.
It would be stunning. I've never seen a guy. Sometimes you can just. Now, in fairness, I guess I thought this about Nick and I thought this about Doug at certain times. But you look at a guy and you're like, well, that guy's not a head coach. And every time I see Mike McDaniel in a press conference, I think to myself, you know, knowing enough football players, I can't imagine him in a locker room.
Well, he was the prize of the. Wasn't there all in that 2021 class? With Nick and Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell. Yeah.
Yeah, like Mike McDaniels was the prize of the group.
Well, it just shows, clearly he is a good
offensive. The prize of the group.
Clearly he's a good offensive mind, but it just shows the difference between being a good offensive mind doesn't make you always a head coach. And, you know, they take that chance sometimes, and sometimes you get what the Rams have and what the Niners have, and then sometimes you get what the Dolphins have.
And let's be honest.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on with Mike McDaniel there.
Yes.
I mean, he's wearing capri pants.
Yep.
He's wearing blue blockers on the sideline. Like, there's a lot going on there.
Well, he's vaping on the sideline his first playoff game.
He's vaping on the sideline.
Yeah.
I never saw that.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Not only is he vaping, he's also, whenever it's a cold game, Buffalo or Kansas City.
Oh, he's bundled.
He's dressed like some 8-year-old sending a damn school bus stop.
Yeah. In Christmas Story. Yeah.
He's got the gloves.
Yeah.
We go gloves.
Like, my goodness.
Come on.
Man.
Be like Andy. Andy used to have the frost on the mustache.
Yes,
that's a coach.
That's all good.
215-592-9494.
You put that guy in the booth.
Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yosh?
I don't get a boo after the Sixers win last night.
I was about to say boo. What's name? We did it again last night.
We did.
God.
Don't start arguing now. Listen, we don't do that now. We don't do that.
No. All positive.
I thought that's what booed up people do. They argue.
That's a good point.
Look at you. You know a lot about us being booed up, don't you? We took an L on, what was it, Friday? But, hey, we came back strong last night, boy. Them guys look good, man. I like that everybody got some points, too. Everybody got some points last night.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, Mike McDaniels be stoned, bro. He be high and tight on that sideline. What's saying? He ain't vaping nicotine. He vaping, what's his name, that green tree. That boy be looking lost, man. And then in his press conference, he just well, you know what's name? If the moon touches the sun, what's
name?
Yeah,
he definitely sounds high in his press conference.
Yeah, he's always like, yeah, whatever.
Something wrong with that boy, man. Something is wrong with him. Hey, man, hey, Ike.
Yes.
I wanted Jair back in June with you, baby. We was talking about it. I like it. I feel as though this team, we about to get our second win. We saw it in the last two games. I mean, what's the name? We got a bunch of guys who they picked up who we know are talented, but they had some injuries or whatever, or they was on some bum teams. They getting their second win. We got guys coming back. You look at everybody when they come to this oasis in Philadelphia, known as the Eagles, they get rejuvenated, don't they?
That's right.
Yeah, Shaq Leonard was rejuvenated coming here.
Yeah, Zizo everybody. Jalari's been all over the place.
Josh Uche's fired up. Who retired? Zadarius Smith.
He loved it here so much he stopped playing football.
That's why I'm hanging with my melanin brother today. You freaking haters. Y'all need to stop. You know what? That's Jack. I ain't going to even go there with you, Jack. I'm going to chill on you.
It was just a joke. It was a little joke.
Listen, you want to go somewhere else, so you got to touch some. You got to touch on the surface of somewhere else. You know what I'm talking about? What's the thing? Hey, I got a ball this weekend, too. And I'm not impressed with nobody, for real. Looking at Green Bay, I mean, yeah, Carolina better than they were this year. But come on.
You can't be losing at home to Carolina.
Yeah, Green Bay's been a weird team all year. Like, they only have two losses, but they just have never looked.
They got two and a half losses.
Well, yeah.
Let's count it like we supposed to count it. They kept talking about that's the best team in the NFC yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. They got two and a half losses. The Eagles, the best team in the NFC. How you gonna go out there and stink it up on your birthday, man? Like, what did you celebrate your birthday the night before? You can't stink it up on your birthday. And that defense wasn't impressive. I mean, come on, man. What's that? I don't trust that team. Detroit, come on. Another team lost at home against what's the name? Basically a rookie quarterback carved them up yesterday. I mean, come on. I'm not impressed with nobody in the NFC but what's here in Philadelphia. I think we are above these teams because we have gone through trials and tribulations, still on top, and the last two games look like we're starting to figure it out. This is our time of season. This is our time of season when we start to excel. Coming out the bye week, come on, man. I ain't impressed with nobody but what we got here. We are the team to beat. Yeah, the Rams, they look good, but when it's time for them to see us, they are lackluster. They blew their load the first half of that game, and now they're ahead. We in their head. We came back and whooped them. We in their head now. They not ready for us either. And the division is ours. RG3 can't stay on the field.
Jay
you know
Daniels.
What I'm talking about.
Jay Daniels.
RG4.
Yes.
I'm telling you, man, we are the team to beat. I'm excited. I like Jair. I like getting Jalen. We got a lot of Jalens on this team, too, bro. We're saying
a lot of Jalens on this team.
Yeah, now the new one spells his name a little different. He's got an extra E in there.
E-L-O-N, something like that. You got to know who you got.
No, he's got the extra E.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's saying? This team about to be ready. We are the team. We are the team to beat in the NFC. The East. And the whole NFC. I ain't scared of nobody in the AFC either. What's name? Danny Dimes, what's name? Look like Danny sometimes again. I mean, what's like, come on, man. Kansas City, we own them. Buffalo, they ain't ready for us either. What's name? They barely beat the team, what's name, that we own. Like, look, come on, man. It's our world, baby. It's our world. And we got a game tonight, too, boo. We got a big one tonight. Those boys came off a loss last night. Chicago lost last night, hasn't been undefeated. So they're going to want
tomorrow.
Back. I feel like we're ready for them. Oh, it's tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh,
it's back. It's Chicago Tuesday, tonight. Cleveland on Wednesday. Yeah.
I can enjoy my wife tonight. Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, cover song.
Yeah, give us a cover song. Which one?
End of the Road by Boys the Men. Jerry Lee Lewis did it back in the day. What's the name? But you know Boys the Men, what's the name? Ate that thing.
I had no idea that was a cover song.
Yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis did it in 1956 or something like that. Because my dad used to love it. You know, because they played it on Cooley High. One of Cooley High Ike.
Yep.
I had no idea that was a cover.
That's good.
I didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
They played at the end of Cooley High. Yes.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, Yosh. I had no idea that was a cover song. As we talk about the NFL and we say we're not scared of this team, that team, that team, and I don't disagree with any of it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's no team in the NFL right now.
No dominant team.
No. Even the Chiefs look like they were turning it on, and then there's no shame in losing to Buffalo, but it looked like they were going to go on a run.
Already.
Yeah. I guess I just kind of miss the era of the NFL where there was a team or two that were just ass kickers that were clearly above. And I know what the NFL wants. They want parody. Like, I don't love parody.
I love it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that it's hard to build a team. That is, it just seems like the design of the league is that it's just harder to build, maybe with more games now and all that sort of stuff. It's just harder to build a team that is much, much better than the other teams.
Yeah.
Even last year, we looked retroactively and said the Eagles were the best team in the NFL.
Yes, they were the dominant team all year.
Detroit was more dominant for sure than the Eagles were last year. So, yeah. I don't know. You like it better this way?
I really do. I really do. I'm all for parity because I don't think it's mediocrity football. I love the young quarterbacks in this league. It sucks that Jaden Daniels got injured last night. Another young quarterback that goes down, because this league is in a good position with young quarterbacks. Right? They got some good young quarterbacks out there that if you got a competent organization with a competent head coach and GM that knows how to put together a roster, knows where to start, you got a good chance of having at least a team that has a chance. And the great thing about the NFL, you just need to be the best team at the end of the season because it's one and done. The Giants got two Super Bowls that way.
Yeah.
You know, they were hot at the end of the year.
They were 9-7?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they were hot at the end of the year and ran through the playoffs.
But to me, the reason that the Giants, that those teams were special and we remember them is because they did beat an awesome team.
Yeah.
Instead of just beating another team that is pretty good. Look at the Jaguars. How do the Jaguars have 5 wins? How do the Panthers have 5 wins? How you look around the league, there's so many teams that, even the Bucks. I love Baker, but you look at what they have on offense at this point, and you wonder, how has that team won 5 games? I don't know. And what do you think of the field goal stuff?
Well, the field goals, man. I saw that 68-yarder yesterday.
Would have been good from 70.
Yeah, the field goals is just, it's out of control. I guess whatever they decided to do as far as letting these kickers take the ball home with them and massage them.
Yeah, for the week. Yep.
And nothing like massaging your balls all week. Yep, they were able to do that. Maybe that's helping.
Grab it, Jack. I can't. That one was for you.
It was throwaway.
It's a gift.
You know, he's better than that.
215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska, you're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
He's better than
What's
that.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Louie?
What's up, Louie?
Ike, you look real good today. Shout out Eastside Golf. You know,
oh, know see, he knows it. Louie knows. End,
so. Oh,
knows
I like that.
Eastside Golf.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Is this sassy, Louie? Hey.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Louie.
And by the way, cover songs are not a part of the delegation. It's known as remixes. So
no, it's not a remix.
0-2.
Yeah,
0-2.
That's not what a cover song is.
I think
is.
The delegation might have a problem with what a cover song is.
That's not a cover song. A remix is not a cover song.
So that's number two that's with me. Yes. Yeah. Oh, no.
When Jack asked me, we got a next question, I was like, what? What'd you say? I thought my line was breaking up. I was like, what's a cover song? Anyway.
It's not a remix. This is not. It's a different thing.
Okay, so I had to Google it. So my cover song is Bonnie and Clyde by Jay-Z and Beyonce. Shout out to Tupac, 230 Tupac, me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right, so look that up. But
Jay-Z ultimate biting. That's what he does.
Oh, that's exactly what he does. That's why he's so famous. But anyway, how could you not be excited this weekend? First off, I'm ashamed that Ike didn't yell out victory because we saw – that we're going to win the division this year, back-to-back, okay? We're that much closer to being defending champs than the Phillies going to the World Series.
That's true.
So, you know, this is a great day. Howie does it again. And, look, we're just getting better and better. Now, we don't want to peak too early like the Phillies as well. Yes, I'm throwing spikes to Jack, okay? We don't want to spike our game too early. Okay, to not win the Super Bowl. So, listen, Howie is doing everything he possibly can and looks like, listen, we're that much closer to defending Super Bowl champions, and you have to be excited about that.
Yeah, now, I mean, I was happy the Packers lost. I was happy the Lions lost. I guess I just don't see it's you want to be getting better, not getting worse. And the Eagles are getting better, for sure. All that stuff. I wish there was just... I think I would be a little more confident in the Eagles if there was a bigger resume this year of them looking good.
Don't worry, you got these... See, here's what's good for you. These next two games.
These are huge.
And they knock the Packers off on the road, and then you come back and take care of the Lions at home.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Rams-Ravens sort of games last year, where I pretty much lost, and certainly counted one of them as a loss, didn't think they'd win both of them.
Yep.
They wound up winning both of them. So, yeah, this is a big week coming up, or the next 2 weeks coming up for the Eagles.
And I almost wish the Packers hadn't lost yesterday.
Yeah.
Made
the game a little bit bigger.
Yep. The Packers losing and the Lions losing, too. So, all right, Louie, thank you for the call.
Listen, Spike.
Yes.
Spike, it's you don't like ass-kicking teams. It's going to be really hard. Don't be like Jet to root against the Eagles, because the next couple years, this is what it's going to turn into, Spike.
No, I do like ass-kicking teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I like the...
He likes the dominant team.
Yeah, I'm old. I liked the looking back and seeing the Niners dominating and then the Cowboys dominating. And then I like when there's a team that you want to knock off.
Well, good.
So here's the thing.
Even the Chiefs.
Yeah, Louis saying this. Now, the Chiefs are viewed that way, but the Eagles could be that team.
Yeah.
Like, the Eagles could be that team that everybody's trying to knock off.
You got to win another one to be that team.
Yep.
You got to win a couple. Yeah.
And listen, we are going to be that team after looking at the NFL over this weekend without the Eagles playing. I appreciate your time, fellas.
All right, Louis.
All right, Louis.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, Remix is not a cover song.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, sad, but
is what it is. 215-592-9494. Rashad in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rashad?
Yo, what up, Ike? What up, Spike? My man, Fritz.
What up, Sean?
All right. I'm doing all right. So, Ike, so look at it like this. This is what a cover. Cover is like Stevie Wonder. So he had a song called Lately. Jodeci, when Jodeci did it.
That's a great one. Yes, okay.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, so you said it's not a remix.
No.
But it's just a remake.
Remake.
That's a great example. You gave a great example right there. I can identify with that. The Stevie Wonder to the Jodeci. Yes.
So that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted the call to be to put my nod in for y'all cultural guru from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. So whenever y'all need a little help.
All right. I appreciate that. Yes. Well, you know I need help a lot.
It don't just got to be delegation. It can be others. We also grew up on Weird Science and 16 Candles and all that, too.
That's right.
So, that's right. Dude, those were movies.
Those were movies right there.
And that's when movies were movies.
We all love Molly, man. Come on, man. Yeah.
So, Spike, just real quick. It's not even a thing about...
I meant Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
Yeah, Molly.
Yeah.
Molly thick now, but Molly nice, actually.
I haven't seen her lately. She's around?
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald?
Yeah, okay. She's around. She's looking all right for her age.
All right.
Just the only thing about Jalen is when y'all were going back and forth about, you know, his accuracy, the better players.
Yeah.
My whole thing with Jalen is I just think he's good mentally for this town.
For sure.
I don't know if all three of those other players could take what this town and this radio station.
Yes.
Could they still do what they do?
Yep.
I've been listening to this radio station. I'm 46 now. I've been listening to this radio station. I was 14 years old when it was Tony Bruno, Angelo, when it was the original morning team.
Yeah.
And Max Fierro was on here. It wasn't even Rhea yet. So I've been down for a minute. So I know the eras of what used to be said on this station to where it's at now.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. I mean, even Patrick Mahomes, his brother would come up. His wife would come up. It way more than it comes up in Kansas City. Kansas City is lightweight. They're not going to do that. But Philly? That's going to come up.
I always say, Rashad, I think it's the number one thing Jalen has going for him is that he has the ability to block this stuff out, to play in this city, take all the arrows to get slung at him, and he keeps moving. I'm not saying he doesn't hear any other stuff or what have you. What I do know is that he doesn't react to it, and he's not in a back-and-forth fight with media members and fans on Twitter and all that type of stuff. So I think it's the best trait that he has.
Yeah, the only time I can even remember him acknowledging it over the last 2 years was the "Is that what y'all wanted to see?" moment last year.
Yep,
that's it.
Yep.
It should be studied.
And that was actually refreshing to see.
Yes.
To hear him say that. Yes.
It actually should be studied how little mind he pays us. It's crazy. I do think there are other quarterbacks who might do it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at the top QBs, but the Hurts certainly. If when you're looking at the traits that he has that allows him to be a successful quarterback here, his ability to tune that out and truly only focus on, at least from what we can see, only focus on the things that he needs to focus on is I don't know that I've ever seen it. Thank you for the call, Rashad.
It was
no problem.
Honestly, it's the one thing that Bryce rubbed me the wrong way with.
Last week.
I'm a Bryce defender.
Yep.
But dude, there's been players that have played here a lot longer and have had it a lot worse than you. And that reaction to that little bit of potential trade talk, I don't know if he was trying to use it to get some other message out, and he tried to just use us as a pawn, right? I don't know. But it certainly came off completely wrong, and it makes you think you're too thin-skinned to play here. That's why I think about Jalen. I'm like, dude, we've talked about trading Jalen every year. He's been criticized. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, every year. After the guy wins a Super Bowl, he's still in the crosshairs. And you never hear this dude come out and say, some of y'all wanted to trade me.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard him say any of that stuff.
Yeah, I think it was a miscalculation.
That was weak. That was the one thing I'm like, dude, that's the one time you've been here in 6 years that I was like, come on, Bryce.
You know, I remember when, and certainly Michael Vick had been through a lot when he got here, but when he had his MVP type season, it was the next year when it got hard.
Mm-hmm.
When I started, he was fine, but
Dream Team year 2011.
Yeah, when I started to see in him when he was at press conferences, because the year before, as much controversy as he came here with, that year before he was very popular here. You know, I wouldn't say could do no wrong, but he was at that level.
Yep.
And then it changed the next year. I could see it in his eyes this place can be a little bit different when it needs to. And Jalen's ability to tune that out is something that I've never seen before.
Man.
Yeah.
You're right. It's just something that should be studied.
Yeah, I've never seen
something that should be studied.
It's unbelievable. Coming up next, so the Eagles trade for Jalen Phillips, an edge from the Miami Dolphins. The first name that popped up into my head when I thought Miami Dolphins fan was John Jastrzemski. So JJ works for the Ringer with Bill Simmons, and Spotify used to work for Fan. And even though he's a New Yorker, a real New Yorker, he's a Dolphins fan. I don't know what that is. So we will get the the Dolphin fan perspective on what we got in Jalen Phillips. Next, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.